When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury. And he noticed the poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she from her poverty has offered her whole livelihood. The Gospel of the Lord. It's good to have the whole biblical context of this short passage from St. Luke 21:1-4. Jesus is in the majestic temple of Jerusalem. It'll be torn down in the year 70 by the Romans and the Emperor Titus. So the temple had the prayer part for the women, and then for the men. Then once a year, the high priest could go into what's called the Sanctum Sanctorum, the Holy of Holies, to offer incense. You can read that in Luke chapter 1 with Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. But also there is part of the temple, there was the treasury, where the people would be offering cereal offerings, and animal offerings, and monetary offerings. And there would be a series of collection boxes that were called horns. Horns for two reasons, because the collection box had something that jutted out like the head of a horn. And also, when the money was thrown in, there would be a resounding noise from the money that was thrown in. So if there was a lot of money thrown in, boom! And the people would be looking at the person. So there was vanity involved in that, because make a lot of noise and the people would see the person would be walking. So to understand this, you have to understand that context. So this widow comes in, and in the time of Jesus, there were three individuals in society that were the most vulnerable, and they were orphans, widows, and like most of you, immigrants, okay? Probably half the people here are immigrants from the Philippines or Mexico, right? Orphans, widows, or immigrants. You did not have the stimulus program. You did not have welfare. You didn't have Social Security. You didn't have a bank account. People just lived from day to day. So this widow comes up, and she's got what should be equivalent to 2 pennies. So, if you go to a store, okay, you could maybe buy a half a piece of bubble gum with that, okay? Maybe half a piece of bubble gum. Not too much. And imagine her there. There she is, very inconspicuously, there's a good word for you. She puts the money in. She doesn't throw it in so that they're going to be, but she just drops it in. Who's watching this? Jesus takes advantage to teach a lesson that I'm preaching on 2,000 years later. He says that all the people that gave, this woman gave much more than all the rest. You who are a financial expert on Wall Street, you're going to say, why? Well, it wasn't so much the monetary value of the 2 farthing, the 2 cents, but rather the intention of her heart. Because God reads the heart. And God sees the goodwill. And the essential message of this passage, I think is very obvious. All of us are called to be generous. We're not called to be parsimonious or niggardly, okay? We're called to be generous. Like Mother Teresa says, give until it hurts. This widow's mite, what do? We hold on to our money with all of our might, huh? The widow's mite, huh? But we're called to relinquish. We're called to open up those hands and give. And St. Paul says there's more joy in giving than receiving. St. Paul also says God loves who give with a cheerful heart. So probably most of us have not traveled from Beverly Hills to the beautiful downtown Hawaiian Gardens, no? Probably not. Probably none of us are multi-billionaires, maybe not even multi-billionaires, millionaires. But there's one thing we can do is we can be generous like this woman. And I could tell you story after story after story. First story. This little girl recognizes it's her mother's birthday. She goes out in the field and she gathers. I haven't seen these in California, but in New York, they're all over the place. I don't know if you have them in Canada. Dandelions, okay? There are two types of dandelions. There are the puffy ones, the white puffy ones. In the Philippines, they have those. And you have others that look kind of like sunflowers. And the little girl goes to the field and she gathers a handful of dandelions to give to her mother. You think the mother said, I don't like those. Those are weeds. Go out there and get me some roses. No. Is the mother going to accept those? Hello? Why? Not so much because of the dandelions, but because of the love in her heart. So we can give God our dandelions. Right? We can give God our dandelions. And we give God the best we can. I'm a storyteller. Here's another good one. There was a king that was waiting to receive gifts from the people in his kingdom. At the end of the line, there was a poor man that was so poor that the only thing he could give was there was a little lake nearby. He went and he cupped his hand with water and he gave the king the water that was cupped in his hands. The king was so happy with that he gave the poor man a huge pot of gold. Maybe the only thing we can give God is our hands cupped with water. But if that's given with great love, God sees the love in our hearts. You've heard of St. Therese? Have you? What does she say? That holiness does not depend upon doing great things, but offering to God what? The little things we have with great love. So I think all of us can identify with this widow. Now, if you have a $100,000 check to give to the oblates, we're not going to reject that. No, we won't. If you have it. But the little we can offer with love is the most important. Last story. This one I heard from Father Greg Staub, who passed away. It's a story of a poor man, and a king. So on occasion, the king was driving with his horse and chariot heading toward his castle, and on the way, he met a pauper, a poor man. And the king stopped and he looked at the poor man, and the poor man was a farmer. And he had underneath his arm, he had a bag. And the king stopped and said, "What do you have?" "I have a bag of seed because I'm a sower. I'm going to be sowing my field with this bag of seed." The king said, "Give me." And begrudgingly, interiorly angry, he pulled out one and gave it to the king. Just one. So the king said, "Thank you," and he gave him a little square velvet box. And as the pauper was heading home to his poor little hut, he was cursing at the king. So he arrives at the house, opens up the door, and places on the dusty table the little box. He opens up the box, and there's a wad of cotton. And inside, enveloped in the wad of cotton, was a huge, beautiful diamond that was worth $1 million. And he started to kick himself. "I wish I'd given him all the seed and it'd have 1,000 diamonds. Let's pray that we would not be miserly. I pray that none of your names is Ebenezer Scrooge. But let's learn that true joy comes when we give with all our hearts. Amen.